Omalay Abaye. So Abaye said, that's the reason. That's what we learned. Yoshin Adam Shinas Arai Betfilin. Even though you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to take a small amount of sleep. You're allowed to take a doze off. Avoloy Shinas Kva, but you can't have a you can't sleep well. For the Gemara Kasha, Leicha Shem Yudam. What do you mean you're allowed to take a small nap wearing a tefillin? Why aren't we afraid? Maybe you fall asleep and sleep too long? And the Xeru there is by tefillin. You're not allowed to, because Shem Yafiach Ben. You're afraid you let some wind out. And you're not allowed to do that when you're wearing tefillin. So that's why we say you're not allowed to wear tefillin when you're sleeping. So the Kashrut is, then how could you sleep a little bit with the tefillin? We're talking about there where you have somebody to wake you up. You told your friend, I only want to sleep for 5 minutes, and then wake me up. Like, who says even one waker is enough? Maybe he'll also fall asleep. That still should not be enough. Once you fall asleep, we have to be afraid maybe the person that's supposed to wake you up will also wake you up. Why didn't have a alarm clock then? But so it's still a kasha. Still, we should be afraid. Maybe you'll sleep too long. Or better, the alarm clock won't wake you up either. Once you're sleeping already. We're talking about you sleeping in a way that you can't sleep too long. You put your head down in between your knees. That's the way you're resting. So you can't sleep too long there. You can't fall asleep that way. So you're only taking a small nap. That's why it's mutter. So according to this pshat, if you put your head in between your knees on sukkahs, also you'll be allowed to take a small nap outside the sukkah. Rav says no. Ain kfar l'shina. That there's no din kfar by shina. So Rashi says, Rav Amar, l'shema yirdem l'chashina. I'm not afraid maybe you'll fall asleep too long. Hilkach, but tefillin shori. By tefillin there, a small nap you're allowed to. V'sukkah, haino time of the yosa, shina sarai. You know why by sukkah you're not allowed to even sleep a little bit outside the sukkah? L'fi shen kfar l'shina. Means there's no din kfar, there's no din how long sleep is called sleeping. There's no difference between a long sleep or a small sleep. A 2 minute sleep is also called sleep. So if the mitzvah sukkah is to sleep in the sukkah, no matter how small the sleep is, it has to be in the sukkah. Sometimes the people only take a small nap, that's all they need. Hilkach, zui shinosei, that's your sleeping. And the Torah says, Teshu came to Duru, you have to live in the sukkah. So if sleeping is part of living, any type of sleeping has to be done in the sukkah. By tefillin, it's not a din you can't really sleep with tefillin. There we're only afraid if you sleep too long, maybe you let some wind out. So therefore we say if you sleep a little bit, we're not afraid you let some wind out. So therefore by tefillin, you are allowed to sleep with tefillin. Just you're afraid you let some wind out. We're a little bit, we're not afraid. A lot, we're afraid. Mashenken by sukkah, the mitzvah is to do your sleeping in the sukkah. So even a little sleeping is also called a sleeping kvah. There's no difference between a kvah and an arai by sleeping. Marvatani. Yeah, Tony Chod, the one brisa says, Yoshin Odin betfilin shinas arai. You're allowed to take a little sleep with your tefillin. Avloy shinas kvah, not take a real good sleep. Vatani, another brisa says, Ben kvah ben arai. You're not allowed to even take a small nap wearing your tefillin. V'tan yidach, another brisa says, loy kfav loy arai. That can't take even a temporary one. You can't sleep. So here it's a three-way machlokes here. So Mar says, loy kash, there's no steer here. Ha din noket la biyodei. One is where you're holding it in your hands. Then Rashi says, loy kfav loy arai shem yiplu miyodei. Then we're afraid maybe the tefillin will fall out of your hands and fall on the floor. So if you're not wearing them, you're just holding your tefillin in your hands, then you can't even take a small nap. Because even a small nap, we're afraid it'll fall out, it's not covered our tefillin. One is talking about when you're wearing it, you're wearing the tefillin. So then we're not afraid to fall out of your hands. So a small nap we're allowed to take. Because we're not afraid to fall out of your hands, and we're not afraid by a small nap. But to take a long nap, that's also because then we're afraid maybe you let some wind out. Where do we say both is mutter? Where do we say both is mutter? Ha deporis sudra alayu. One is where you covered it up. Trashi hanichem eitzam reshaisav. You put it near your head. Bein kfa, bein arai. You're allowed to do both. You're allowed to sleep then. Like, what can you do there? As long as you're not wearing your tefillin, and your tefillin is just near you, so that's mutter. You're allowed to sleep. Like, what else can you do? That's the case, that's mutter. Hod de parasud yolayu. Marvakama shinas arai. What's called now a shinas arai that we say you're allowed to sleep wearing your tefillin? Tony Romi by Cheskol. Kadei hiloch meya ama. How long it takes you to walk 100 amis, that's how long you're allowed to sleep wearing your tefillin. More than that is awesome. Tanya nami hochi. Hayoshin betfillin. If somebody sleeps when he's wearing a tefillin, v'roya keri, and he sees some zera comes out of him. So Rashi says, v'roya keri means with sarach lesalka mereshoi, boid ha keri olav. You have to now take off the tefillin, even though you have keri on your body. Is alacha oiches b'ritzua. Grab onto the ritzuas of the tefillin. Hold on to the straps of the tefillin. V'yena oiches b'ktitzam. But don't hold on to the batim themselves, the actual tefillin itself. Divrei Rabbi Yaakov. Now, it's not covered it, give your hands to touch the tefillin when you have carry on you. Drashi v'lo yachas b'ktitza. Hein tefillin atzman. Don't touch the batim themselves. Tofus ma'ishovin. Or ritzuan. V'daim lo'em asech tegid mazak and arba so'ak tusei tefillin. Means the ikka tefillin don't touch. If you only touch the ritzua, the straps, but not the tefillin itself. That's Rabbi Yaakov. You're allowed to take a small nap with your tefillin, but not sleeping well. This is the Ryan now. How much is called a temporary sleeping, a small sleeping? How long it takes you to sleep, to walk 100 amas. So that length, how long it takes you, that's how long it's called the shinas arai, that you're allowed to sleep when you're wearing tefillin. Omar Rav. Rav says, Osul Yodom Li Shine Bayoin. Chasan, every day of the week, any day, you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Osul Yodom Li Shine Bayoin. You're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Rashi, Chasan, Li Shine Bayoin, if they bit the Torah, what says, by daytime you have to learn Torah? Either you're working or you're learning Torah, one of the two, you can't just be a battling. So if you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. So the Rav, Omar Rav, Osul Yodom Li Shine Bayoin. Chasan, Yoise Machine is Asus. Not more than a small doze off that a horse sleeps. They come a shinet asus. How long does a horse sleep at one time? Shisa nishmi, 60 breaths. Long as it takes 60. Good, you want to say deep breaths. Long as it takes 60 deep breaths, that's how long you're allowed to sleep at daytime. Not more than that, you're not allowed to sleep. Omer Abaye says, Shinsa demar, that you know how long I slept, or my Rebbe slept, kid Rav, as long as Rav slept. Oh, the Rav, you know how long Rav slept? Rashi says, Demar means Rav Avar Nachmeni. The Bai is saying, you know how long my Rebbe slept? As long as Rav slept. And how long did Rav sleep? Could the Rebbe. And how long did Rebbe sleep? Well, the Rebbe could the David. David, how long did David and Allah sleep? Could the Susia. As long as a horse sleeps. Oh, the Susia, how long does a horse sleep at one time? She said Nishmi. As long as it takes 60 breaths. That's how long he slept. So Rashi learns, Kirav dimimenu lomad mida shinosoi, shayoshin rav biyoim kishiyazir. As Rashi learns, this Gemara is only going by daytime. That's that Rav said, you're not allowed to sleep at daytime. Only this amount that a horse sleeps, these 60 breaths. So by daytime it's also. So Rav did like that, Rebbe did like that, that's why David also did. Rashi, for Rav lomdom rabbeinu akodish, a god letzlei, yid letzlei, the Rebbe kadovid, kach kibo mi avoisov. Shezu oisa shinas David Melech Yisrael. That's how long David Melech Yisrael used to sleep at daytime, not more than 60 breaths. So according to this Gemara, the way Rashi is learning, it's talking about only by daytime. Not the first one, even by nighttime. Rashi means by daytime. Vayta Abaye Gemara says, Havinayim kidemayim mipumpadisa levekuvi. He used to sleep, Rashi, b'yoyim. Even by a day, Abaye used to take a nap, and used to sleep as long as it takes somebody to walk, mipumbadisa levekuvia. Trashi kamayim mipumbadisa levekuvia, timeforesh b'mokim acher, devi shisin parsi. That was almost a long journey. It was six shisa parsi. Take six parsis. That's parsis 4 mil. It's a long time. A mil is 18 minutes. So he slept a long time. Is Kori Yolari of Yosef? Yosef called upon him, according to Abaye, Ad Mosai Otso Tishkav. You lazy person, how long are you going to be sleeping? Mosai talking Mishnah Sechem. When are you going to wake up from sleeping already? There is a hill like we had before, like Rav's Din. It's also to sleep a yoin. More than 60 breaths, not too long. 3 minutes maybe, 5 minutes. That's all. So halacha is brought down that everybody depends. That some say b'chol on Shabbos doesn't apply. On Shabbos, that you're allowed to sleep. You're allowed to take a Shabbos afternoon nap. That you're allowed to. It's only going in the middle of the week. Even the Re used to sleep on Shabbos afternoon. But then the Mishnah Berurah thing brings down, he says, depends upon what kind of person you are. Like if you're ma'isi, you're very tired, and you see you can't do anything, so you're not called a batlin then. You're sleeping, posh to give you kayach. Then you would be allowed to take a nap. But if you're a person that doesn't need a nap, just time to take the nap, that's this Gemara, you should do it. Like don't be, like Rashi said, don't stop, waste your time. Tana Rabbonin, ha'nichnas lishin b'yoyim. If somebody goes to sleep at daytime, and the Gemara's times, you're wearing your tefillin all day. So now when it goes to sleep, it depends. Rotza cholitz, if you want to take off your tefillin. Rotza maniach, if you want to, you can leave them. Drashi, hanichnas lishon, shein kavanos el lishon, v'yena mahar le'dov racher. You only want to go to sleep and not think about anything else. Is rotza cholitz tefillin. Rotza maniach lefisha b'yoyim, and darko l'shamas emishtoi, v'la lishon kva. Monashech, at daytime, if you want to take a nap with your tefillin, you're allowed to. Because it's not a shtegel to live with your wife at daytime. And also, you don't sleep too long by daytime. So if you can take a small nap, you're allowed to do it even though you're wearing your tefillin. So it's up to you. If you want to, you have a right to take them off. Even though the whole daytime you're supposed to wear your tefillin. But when you're taking your small nap, if you want to, you have a right to take it off. If you don't want to, keep it on. Balailo, let's say you're taking a nap at nighttime, then cholitz. Then you have to take off your tefillin. V'yeinu maniach, you're not allowed to leave them on. So even though we hold tefillin is not a zman, you're not supposed to wear tefillin balailo, but the pshat is, if you have tefillin on during the daytime, you don't really have a chiv to take it off right away. Mashenki, now that you're going to sleep, then you have a chiv to take it off. As we hold, you're not supposed to put on tefillin at nighttime. It means if you didn't put it on yet, you're not supposed to put it on at night. But if you already have it on from the daytime, you don't badavka have to take it off as soon as it comes nighttime. But if you want to go to sleep, that's this Gemara, you have to take them off, v'yeinu maniach, you're not allowed to wear them. Divrei Rabbi Nosson, this is Rabbi Nosson Shita. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, ha'yelodim li'olam chotzin v'yeinu manichin. Chil bochrim, Rashi says, people that are not married, li'olam chotzin afilu b'yoyim. Anytime they want to take a nap, even by daytime, they have to take off their tefillin before they take a nap. Because he's ruggled to have tumma. Rashi, kasaka that havminer is shema yurakari. Maybe you'll see some zera will come out of him. Shehira motziben. Since he's a bach, he's not married yet. Could be he thinks about women. So he'll come the day here. He'll come the day carry. Therefore, bach when he goes to, if he's wearing tefillin at daytime, if he takes a nap, he has to take off his tefillin first. For the Gemara leimuk sabar Rav Yosef. That's the reason why. So the Atomer Rav Yosef holds. Balkari also niach tefillin, that it's also for Balkari to wear tefillin, and vice versa, this is the machlekes. That Rashi umi boyulei lenevet kavosei. If that's his shita, we have to hold like him. Shalocha kumais of grave mekaimis. The kaimlo nemuki imai. That whatever Rabbi Yosi says, he's very smart. We hold like Rabbi Yosi. So you want to tell me now the pshat from Rabbi Yosi is that the reason why a bocher is not allowed to sleep with his tefillin because we're afraid to become a Balkari. And then you're telling me, Rabbi Yosi has told about Balkari is also to wear tefillin. Or Rabbi Abaye wants to say, maybe no. Because we're not talking about right now a bocher. We're talking about a young married person that was just married. Since he was just married, here we're afraid, Shema Yogel de Hergel Dover. We're afraid maybe he's going to live with his wife wearing the tefillin. And that he shouldn't do. Trashi Shema Yavo. V'yehovadi also lives Zoysen Linnig Ben Kalas Rush. That's not nice. Now, it could be wearing tefillin when Zerah comes out of you. Maybe there's no Isser. So, therefore, to sleep by daytime would be a right for a Bochur. Mashen can hear that we say it's also a song about people that just got married. So, we're afraid even by daytime to take a nap, maybe they'll sleep with their wife. And that's not nice. Not nice to be with your wife when you're wearing your tefillin. So, that's the Isser. But it could be if a Bochur wants to take a nap by daytime, maybe he's allowed to, even though Zachshash may become a day carry. There's no issa if you come with a carry wearing tefillin. Nobody shouldn't come with a carry. But as a din tefillin shaboy, there's no new issa about having tefillin on when the zera comes out. Tana Rabbon, shochach v'shimish mitosay v'tefillin. Let's say you made a mistake, you forgot you're wearing tefillin, it's daytime and you're living with your wife. So what should you do now? Is eino oichid, you're not supposed to hold. Leibur tzua, you shouldn't hold the straps to the tefillin. For leibur tzitza, don't hold the tefillin itself. Until first go wash your hands. V'yitlam, and then take the tefillin away. If they shirdayim askoni yisein, stam v'shash tashmish, your hands are moving around to touch this place that's not nice. Shrashi v'shem noga v'mokum atinoifos. So your hands are not clean. So it's a bizoy, you're not supposed to touch tefillin if your hands are not clean. Therefore, if you forgot and you, while you're wearing tefillin, you are with your wife, so the halacha is first go and wash your hands, and then you can take off the tefillin. So the Mishnah. Maisa v'yaviyulor the Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai lita metatavshel. It once happened that they brought Rabbi Yechonim ben Zakkai on Sukkis to taste the food. They gave metatavshel to eat on Sukkis. Ulu Rabbi Gamliel l'shnei kesavis. And they gave him the size of a food of 2 dates. Shnei kesavis. Udali shomayim. They gave him a pitcher of water to drink also. V'yomru and Gamliel told them, Helom l'sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah, because he wanted to eat these things in the sukkah. So Rashi learns, that's the first maaser. That they brought the Gamliel teat, Shnei Kesavis, and he ate it in the sukkah. Ukeshenosnul Rabbi Tzadik, when they gave Rabbi Tzadik teat, is Oichel Pochas Mikibetza. He was makpid teat, the amount of food less than the size of an egg. Not Lubamapa, even though it was bread, he didn't go to wash his hands first. He just covered his hands with a towel and held the bread in a towel. The ochlu when he ate, chutz the sukkah outside the sukkah. And another thing, v'lo berach achrona, he didn't make a brach achrona. As he holds, to make a brach achrona, you have to eat the size of a beyo. If you only eat the size of a kezayis, he holds, you're potter for making a brach achrona. Halacha, we don't hold like this. Halacha, we hold, if you eat the size of a kezayis, you have to make a brach achrona. But this is Rabbi Gamliel Shita, that he holds, or Rabbi Tzadik, that if you eat less than a kebeitza, you're potter for making a brach achrona. So Rashi says, oichel pochus mikabeya. Michael Pochus Mikabeya, they gave him food teat the size less than the size of an egg. So what did he do, Reb Tzadik? Not Le B'mape. Loi Nota Yodav, he didn't wash his hands. Ela Korach B'mape, he wrapped his hands around with a towel. Mishum Neki Yastam, to keep his house, he was clean. Tiksova Pochus Mikabeya, the burn of the Tzil Shadayim. Because Al Talach of washing your hands before you eat bread, he held his Namachuyiv to. Since it's less than a bay, you don't have to wash your hands for it. Loi Boy Yisukkah, he did hold, you don't have to have a sukkah either. Hey, so any time you eat less than a beya, that's called nachilas arai. Like we had the Mishnah before, nachilas arai, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, therefore he did not eat it in the sukkah. For a boy, birchas hamozon l'achrav, even though he's eating bread the size of a kezayis, he did not bench afterwards. The doros krev yudu, because he holds like a yudu shita. V'yachalte v'savote v'rachta, that means achilas sheyesh basriya. You have to have an eating that satisfies you somewhat. So even though midiraisa sviya really means you're full lagamri, you have a full meal, but even though midirabon we dash in a little bit, but he holds vainu kebeya. Midirabon also you have to eat at least the size of an egg. But less than that you potter from the bracha achrona. Lalocha we hold at the rabbon no, that even the size of the kezayis, midirabon you have to bench. Avlofona b'chol du boy bracha. But that's for sure, before you eat at the beginning, havad, you have to make a bracha rishrona. You have to make hamoitzi. Sharei nena, you're having enjoyment. And the klal is, v'yosel lehenes, min oilu mazeh b'lai brocha. You're not allowed to take enjoyment from this world without making a brocha. So no matter how small the food is, before you eat it, you have to make a brocha rishreina. But to make a brocha achreina, that's his shita. Reb Tzadik holds like a Yehudi shita, you only chayv eat the size of a beya. Less than a beya, you put it. So Gemara asks the kasha, maisa lister. It's a stira, you're contradicting yourself. Joshi Maisa Lister. V'chiderecha medabrim lo v'yacha d'rayim Maisa rasvesa d'rayim. Like you're contradicting yourself in the Mishnah. Tiktoni reishi d'reishi says, oichle v'shoysen arai chus l'sukkah. It says what you're allowed to eat a little bit outside the sukkah. M'viya Maisa d'tima tashul sar sukkah. Then they bring this Maisa here that Maisa, the beginning of the Mishnah was. V'viyul rab yechnem and zaka litim et tashul. They brought him teeth a little bit of the tashol, and what was the halacha? He said, bring it up to the sukkah. And a little bit of tashol, he didn't have to eat that much. He only ate a little bit. He did not eat so much. So you see, even achilas arai, you have to eat in the sukkah. So the two mishnayos and an astira. The mishnah we just had before this says, achilas arai is potem in a sukkah. A little bit less than a day, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. And here the beginning of our mishnah says, maisa b'hoi b'hevilo rabbi yechid and metzakai, litim et tashol. What's litoin? He tasted. They made a good dish, and he said, taste the dish. He says, give it to me, I want to eat in the sukkah. Out of the sukkah, he's not going to eat. So it's a stira. So Marian says, chasuri mechzura, something is missing from the last mishnah before. V'ochi katoni, This is what the Mishnah before should have said. That it, even though the Mishnah says you're allowed to eat an achilas arai outside the sukkah, you're allowed to eat a little bit outside the sukkah, less than an egg, of imbola hachmer alatsumoy machmer. If somebody wants to be machmer upon himself and not eat anything outside the sukkah, he's allowed to. For let's be mishum yura. That's what the Mishnah means to say. There's no bar gaivenig, you're not showing off to do this. Even though a lot of times we say when you put them in a dover, if you do it, you're called a bar gaivenig, it's not called, you're showing off. You're not supposed to do it. Something you put it from, sometimes you're not supposed to be machmer to do it. But here, the Mishnah is telling us no. Even though to eat a little bit, you're potter, you don't have to eat in the sukkah, but if you want to be machmer and not eat anything outside the sukkah, that's brought down the lochon. If you want to be machmer, not even drink water out of the sukkah, toivel or broch, you know, it's something nice. You don't have a chiv to, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, all right. Even bread you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, less than the size of an egg. And other foods for sure you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah. But the Mishnah says if you want to be machmer latzmai, you're allowed to. For let's play mishum yura. There's no bag. You're not showing off by doing this. Now our Mishnah says, "Oh, ma'isa nami." There's a story like that also. Ve'avilu Rabbi Yechonah Metzakai lita mesatashel, that they brought in front of Rabbi Yechonah Metzakai a small amount of food just to taste the food to see how it tastes. A small amount, less than a beya, and still he told them, "Bring it up to the sukkah. I'll taste it in the sukkah." So that's the teretz. He was machmal atzmai, even a little bit, just to taste the food. He did not want to do outside the sukkah. He was bedafka machmal to do it inside the sukkah. More weiter. L'Rav Gamliel l'shnei kaisavas udli shomayim. That then the next ma'isal Mishnah says they brought in front of Rav Gamliel two dates, the size of two dates, two kaisavas, shnei kaisavas udli shomayim, a pitcher of water to drink. The Yomru Rav Gamliel told them. The Yomru helam l'sukkah. Bring it up to the sukkah. Also, I want to eat in the sukkah. Ugeshenostol Reb Tzadik, and then Al Mishnah says, and they gave Reb Tzadik teat, oichel pochas mikveya. He was makved api alocha, that he only ate less than the size of an egg of bread, not lo b'mapa. He did not wash his hands, like Rashi says, he holds the pot of Tfilas Shadayim, unless you have the size of an egg of bread. Less than that, you don't have to wash your hands. So he just wrapped his hands around with a handkerchief, al snekiya, to keep it clean. V'yochle chutz l'sukkah. And he ate outside the sukkah, because it's nachilas arai. Since it's less than an egg, you're allowed to eat it outside the sukkah. For leberich achrof, he did not make a bruch achroina, because that's his shita, to make a bruch achroina to bench, it's only eat the size of an egg. But our core point of the diuk from now, Mishnah from Tzadik is, he ate outside the sukkah what? Less than the size of an egg. That's how much bread he ate outside the sukkah. Habahor kebeya, mashma, in order to eat the size of an egg, worth of bread, boi sukkah. Then you have to eat inside the sukkah. In other words, what's called achilas arai? Only less than an egg. The size of an egg is already called achilas kva. For the Gemara Bezoi, lemme to have it yufta the Rabbi Yosef, the Abaya. It's a theory we had before, Rabbi Yosef and Abaya. They both said digashurim. He said 2 and 3 eggs is called achilas arai. And Abaya says how much a Talmidim eat before they go to shear, which we said was the size of a beya. But they both hold that the size of an egg you are allowed to eat outside the sukkah. And here Rav Tzadik is saying that he only ate outside the sukkah. He only ate outside the sukkah because it was less than the size of an egg. Mashma, the size of an egg, you have to eat inside the sukkah. So Mar says no. Dilma pachas mi beya netilo bracha loy boi. Hakebeya boi netilo bracha. Maybe there's no raya. That's that Rav Tzadik ate it outside the sukkah. Enoch nami. Maybe he would have eaten even 2 eggs also outside the sukkah, maybe. Maybe he holds like Rabbi Yosef said before, 2 and 3 eggs is also called an arai. Now what's the ma'isa here? Only less than an egg for the other two halachis. That why didn't he wash his hands before he ate his bread? And why didn't he bench afterwards? Because he only ate less than an egg. But if he would have ate the size of an egg, then avadi mechuyev to have matilo shadayim, and who then he mechuyev to bench afterwards. But maybe negated to the din that he ate outside the sukkah, he would have eaten, even if he would have had the size of an egg, also maybe he would have eaten outside the sukkah. In other words, like the machlekes we had before, like one man the yom was even 2 or 3 eggs, like the other man the yom, like a bebe rav, like a talmud, that he's allowed to eat up until a kebeya. But the size of an egg, he's allowed to eat. Maybe over here also, maybe if it would have been the size of an egg, he also would have eaten it outside the sukkah. But the reason why the story is talking about less than an egg is because we want to say he didn't have to wash his hands and he didn't have to bench afterwards. Now, l'alocha, we're machmor at this leshita, to say that up until an egg, you're allowed to eat outside the sukkah, even an achilas of an abeya. Marshenkin a little bit more than an egg, that already is considered achilas kva, that you're not allowed to eat bread or cake more than the size of an egg outside the sukkah. All right, we'll stop here.